You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, the importance of local sight loss charities cannot be disputed. There's plenty of them around the country that aim to help blind and partially sighted people in their local area with various aspects of life with sight loss, whether it's independence, socialising or anything else. Today we're going to hear about Vision Northumberland, and joining me is Director Jennifer Dalton. Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, for Hubert, for asking me.
Can you give us a bit of background on Vision Northumberland, please?
It was a joint initiative between the RNIB, yourselves, and Guide Dog for the Blind in the 90s. It followed an RNIB report that identified that services and support for the blind and partially sighted people in the northeast were lagging behind the rest of the UK. They got together with five local authorities and they all met together. And the result, the RNIB invested £10,000 in Northumbria's sight service. And our current chair, Sue Taylor, was their first employer and became CEO of sight service for 20 years. There are just over 2,000 registered visually impaired in Northumberland, with an estimated another 15,000 living with sight loss in the county.
Let's talk about what services Vision Northumberland offers to their members. What sort of things do you offer to blind and partially sighted people in Northumberland?
Well, one of our most popular services is our low vision service, which supports people with sight loss. Our low vision coordinator carries out assessments and she advises and demonstrates and she provides equipment. And that's how we got involved, because my husband suddenly lost his sight 4 years ago. And so I've had a lot of experience, and Helen at Vision Northumberland is excellent. But they also recently expanded their services to include hearing impairment support. And Sandra will do basic hearing checks, support people with referrals to GPs and other services, and provide information and advice on getting the right equipment. There's a camera club, football, craft club, lunches and the reading groups, and of course coming to the cafe, which is where loads of our volunteer drivers are desperately needed, because Northumberland is vast and you have to get them all to these various hubs around the county for their free coffee, cake and a good old chin wag.
When it comes to volunteers, how can people sign up to be volunteers for the charity, whether it's for driving or anything else?
If you look at Vision Northumberland website, there's a telephone number there. And if you ring there, then there are charming people on the end of the telephone who will be so excited if they thought you would volunteer to just pick up one person and take them to the doctor once a month, or to take them to just to go and sit in a wildlife place with lots of other people having coffee and lemonade.
If people would like to either volunteer or find out more about Vision Northumberland or take advantage of some of the good services you offer, do you know the website they can go to?
www.visionnorthumberland.org.uk. And they'd be so excited if you rang. And even if you're just listening and you'd like to come and join in, there'll be a driver who would come and pick you up. Don't worry.
Jennifer Dalton, Director at Vision Northumberland, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.